If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Every single day, you have to give honor to your brain. You understand me? I think that's the thing that people just don't do anymore. Like, honor your brain. Like, thank you. I feed you. We use this muscle every single day. We use this thing every day. We need it. But I don't think we truly give honor to our brains. So that's my daily ritual to make sure that I'm giving honor to my brain. But I'm on my way to the gym, and I wanted to have this quick conversation with you all. Just as I'm drinking my cognition and going through my ritual, you know, I like to think about things. And I was reading this article today on here, and it was about a post-literate society. And in a post-literate society, right? Hold on, give me 1 second. I might pull up the article and read it at the same time. In the meantime, let me ask you all a question. What was the last thing that you read? What was the last thing that you read? The last book. One thing I want to promote on social media is engagement. I don't think we have enough back and forth dialogue and conversation and challenge. I think we're probably afraid of challenge more than anything in our generation. You say NVIDIA clearing chip for Samsung. I'm not sure what that means. So the article was very interesting because it was given a breakdown about what happened to pre-literate and literate societies, right? And in literate societies, right, of course, there was the love of coffee shops, print, like newspaper, reading actual books, which is completely different than reading on the phone, right? Reading and writing are the tools of a literate society, of an enlightenment society. Those people who have the reading and writing have a completely different ability of thinking than those who do not, right? Writing down a complete argument or a philosophy, right? Going through the chapters, creating your thesis, right? Constructing it in a particular way is completely different than just getting on social media and making a persuasive argument about something, right? Without you even having to do the full work. There's a certain lack of art that even exists in it, a certain lack of poetry within the words. And so there's a lack of cognitive connection that happens. And so what we're seeing in the current generation is a cognitive decline, specifically because there's less reading and there's less writing of this generation, which means that there's also less complex understanding. So you have to think about the things that we would listen to. When I say I'm talking about millennials, right? Then you got boomers that came before us and things of that nature. But there was more reading of print, of course, because we now have Gen Z who was born in a completely digital world, inoculated with algorithms, AI, tablets, smartphones, right? They are the digital generation. And then we have Generation Beta, which is going to be the AI generation. They won't know a world before AI, right? I knew a world before smartphones. This is dangerous because as we start looking at the downfall of democracy, you understand me? When you have a space where there is less literacy, the students themselves are more inclined to depend on the authority of a teacher. But a less literate society is more dependent upon an authoritarian leader, right, to guide them and tell them what to do. A society where there's a democracy of access to information, right, you have more coffee shops, people are reading, and people are challenging things because they know more, they think more, right? So you can't just tell them what to do because they're going to be thinking, right? And so without those cognitive rituals and spaces that promote thinking and enlightenment, we automatically go towards the downfall of society, right, as a byproduct of that. And so we actually need to becoming a more reading people. And this is what I see, you know, as a Black man in America, the less we're reading, the less capable we are of freedom, right? Mostly because we can't, when we look at people and I look at them on Twitter, right, and I realize the capacity that people have to hold ideas and understanding. So when people are arguing with you, it's literally because they don't understand you. They don't understand what you're saying. I make points on social media, I say things, and it's almost as if people have no complete understanding of nuance whatsoever. So they're stuck at their level of literacy. And what I realize is that I am projecting intelligence on a being that I don't believe have it. I'm projecting intellect because I imagine that you have at least an average understanding. But what we realize that in America, the average person has like a sixth grade level of literacy and comprehension. So if you're not breaking things down at a sixth grade level, then most people are not understanding. People cannot understand literary works that are complex. And when you have a society of simplicity, right, ignorance rules the day, right, instead of critical thinking. So this is the problem that we seem to find ourselves in today. A less complex society, easily ruled with simplicity and in love with ignorance. And in an article, it was given a breakdown on how you can go on social media, right? And you can go on TikTok and you can put music behind an argument, right? You can even employ sound effects and you can put up pictures and things of that nature, right? And you can yell to make an argument more passionate, right? And make it seem real because you can use charismatic tricks. But in literacy, right, in putting out full, complete literary works, you actually have to utilize facts. Right, you have to utilize a line of critical thinking, and a reader gets the chance to analyze this. And as they're thinking, right, they get a chance to challenge this in their own mind. But right now, we don't actually have complete thoughts. It's mostly surface level, right? And so we have a lot of ordinary minds, but there's not a lot of super minds. There's not a lot of people with intuitive, deep, rich, intellectual, enlightening thought processes that go into philosophy, or there's not even much poetry in the world anymore. A lot of literary devices are disappearing in the use of them. And it has a profound effect on where society goes because there's a direct correlation and connection between those who think deeply, right? Societies of high literacy and innovation, invention, right? And so without that reading and that writing component, there's a lot of innovation and invention that dies out, which means creativity dies out. Because partially creativity is not just born from reading and writing, but it's born from making complex connections, right? That become who you are and the way you perceive, think things, right? Through your experiences. But a book is probably one of the greatest tools that one can use to deepen their ability to think, their cognitive processes. And of course, it goes to higher levels of focus and concentration and even manifestation. And so a society that decreases its literacy is a society to be ruled by idiocracy. So here lies the trouble, especially in a decline of literacy while an incline in access to intelligent technology. And so in one hand, we have the ability to utilize technology to ask questions that we normally wouldn't have gotten. We can decrease our dependency on authority as human beings, but we probably increase our dependency on the authority of our limited thinking and the technology itself. So your ignorance becomes your authority. And at the same time, there's a democracy of access. So it's a complex pool of things that are happening all at once that one has to really think through of where do we go as a society from here? And what we're limited right now is people wanting shortcut answers. They just want quick dopamine hits and fixes. They want you to tell them exactly what something is without actually having to go through earning the answer by thinking through it and developing that cognitive power for understanding. This is a very dangerous thing that we live in. So to be an intellectual in this time, man, I grieve for a generation that doesn't know how to understand, doesn't critically analyze, they can't read literary works and understand those books. And so we have to think of, like, what is a pre-literate society? Because if they're not developing those connections while they're young, then there won't be any connections as an adult. So we have to go through a unlearning phase in society, right? An unlearning phase in society. They're going to have to learn how to learn. And there's going to be adolescence within a mind. And this is why you can see politics aligning up the way it is, right? People love Donald Trump because Donald Trump he speaks in confidence, but the type of confidence a fool has, right? He doesn't have to give you actual facts, data. The article was very interesting. It was talking about how presidential debates would be much longer. Right, that a one candidate would sit in there and do like a 3-hour dissertation on a point, and then the other candidate would have hours to go back and forth on that same point. And now what we think is honest engagement on a platform of transparency of people going back and forth, throwing meaningless jabs at each other while getting split seconds to actually defend those points without real thinking and less fact-checking, we get people appealing to mythical sensation of the crowd, especially when they don't actually have ethical consideration from an intellectual, you understand me, ideology. So there's not steeped in any values and principles. Therefore, politicians are only concerned with striking the emotion, right? And not the mind, not the logic. And as society becomes dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber, we have to really think about what world we're going to be living in the future, and how do we create societies and clubs of intellect so that those who are the intellectual rulers, or the thinkers rather, become the rulers. And I believe that consciousness itself is the key. Higher consciousness is the key. Not just consciousness, but higher consciousness is the key. If we can create higher conscious beings that have the ability to go deep within, to synthesize thought, to have deep awareness, right? To have higher challenging experiences that develop complexity that allow you to critically think and analyze things consistently, then I think that we have a future worth living in. If we don't, then we have a period of consistent stagnation. And the only thing that will be progressing will be the machines. But those will be machines of control and authority. But if the mind is not progressing into deeper, higher dimensions of consciousness as we're going into the new world, because the problem that we've always seen seeded into the literacy as well is that it always imagined that the future was always about the development of technology externally, but not the future being a development of higher consciousness internally. And now we have to rewrite the rules of what the future is that there are beings of higher consciousness, that the technology of our mind is being developed out at higher capacities, not the external technology that comes from the mind, because typically it's only coming from small percents of the mind on the planet Earth, which does not represent the human family consciousness growing. So that's my thoughts this morning as I take my super mind. I hope you all enjoyed this conversation. I just wanted to share some of my thoughts. It's my cognitive ritual. You know, you read, you write, you sit down and you contemplate. So I'm sipping some Lion's Mane. I'm sipping some Cordyceps, right? I'm going to do a workout as well. So get a little caffeine, get a little boost of intellect. So now my mind is going to be working all day. I have some proposals that I need to send out. I'm working on raising some funds for some companies, some projects, some nonprofit projects that we're doing. I have a conversation that I need to have with a company that I want to invest in, young ladies that have a non-alcoholic beverage that I think could be a really great big ritual for the community. Then I had to go meet and go to a wellness facility later on today. It's a state-of-the-art wellness facility that can hold up to 2,500 people that I'm thinking about doing an event in LA. Right. So I have to go visit them, see if I can get them to come down on their prices, what flexibilities they have, share that with my business partner, and then we execute. And then I have to decide whether I want to continue to work with our partners that we have for this company that is helping us do the tour. And at the same time, we're finding more and more sponsors interested in the platform. Right. Then we are deciding to drop a episode today. But we're doing it in a different way, right? Because we're dropping a platform that allows people to nation build. And so it's a lot that goes into a day of mind. You understand me? That I don't normally get to share everything and I want to start sharing more, but I'm just trying to figure out that system that allows me to share without it becoming a distraction within my day, because I need to keep my mind flowing. But I hope you all are having a wonderful day as well. And I hope you sip some Supermind. Go to asupermind.com and grab yours. Peace to the family. Peace to the gods.